I'm Katie Williams. It is Monday again, and if you're feeling fired up, use it to get a little bit closer to your goals. This is your weekly Better For It advice, where I give you 3 tips for solving a health question we're all asking. This episode is how to stop comparing yourself to others. We've all been there. We see someone doing really well on Instagram, and seeing them do well makes us feel bad about ourselves. I can fall into the trap of comparing myself to others if I'm not careful. I see what they're achieving at work or in the gym and I think, why can't I do that too? It's normal to feel like this, but it's not healthy. It can make us feel resentful of other people, and it can also make us feel really crappy about ourselves, which can take a really heavy toll on our mental health and probably make us pull back emotionally. In turn, we'll spend less time with the ones we love. So if you're in the trap of comparing yourself to others, here are 3 tips to help you. Tip 1, identify your positive traits. Get a piece of paper and write down all of the positive qualities you see in yourself. These could be things like, I'm a loyal person and a great listener, or I'm really good at making my friends laugh. If you're struggling to come up with ideas, you can always Google something like positive personality traits and see if you can recognize in yourself any of the words or behaviors. Write down every idea that comes to mind and check in with the list on a regular basis. Update it when you have new ideas come to you and use it when you're feeling down to remind yourself what a great person you are. Tip 2 is use other people as inspiration. Rather than feeling bad about yourself and what you think you're missing, try finding parts of other people that you like and try and work on them for yourself. Think about the people you compare yourself to. What qualities do they have that you admire? Are they really good listeners? Are they kind? Write down the qualities you can think of and then look at this list and ask yourself, can I try and work on these qualities within myself? For example, if you really like how your best friend is a good listener, what can you do to become a great listener? If you switch your mindset from comparing yourself to other people to being inspired by other people, you'll be more inspired to work on yourself and compare yourself less. Tip 3, be realistic. When you see someone doing well online, it's really important to remember that this is what they're choosing to show you. You see a photo on their Instagram. You don't see their entire life. And this one photo is not an accurate representation of what their life is really like. You have no idea what they might be going through because they don't post about it online. So yeah, if you compare your entire life to one photo on Instagram, your life probably won't look as perfect. But if you do this, you're constantly setting yourself up to be disappointed because your normal life will never be as good as their highlights reel. So when you're online and you see something that makes you feel bad, stop and ask yourself, is this their whole life or just what they're choosing to show me? If you find yourself comparing yourself to others and you want to stop, try to identify your positive traits. Use other people as inspiration and be realistic. That's all for this Monday. I'll be back in your ears on Wednesday speaking with a pro in the health, fitness and wellness space about how they live a better life. If you've got a question you want some advice on, send me a voice note on Instagram at Katie Williams. I'll catch you in the next one. Listener.